Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. It is Tarot Tuesday here on Rated G Radio, and we're welcoming back Tarot Jeff to the show. Tarot Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, Mr. North Garrett, brother.
There we go. You can call me brother. I'm now used to calling you Tarot Jeff because that's your show nickname. So while you're on the show, I have a hard time calling you anything else at this point. So at least on the show.
It's better than what some people have called me in my life, so I'm okay with that.
There you go. So, are you ready?
I really like what you did with the studio today. This is nice. This is very pretty.
It's nice and pretty and comfortable, and, you know, you just kind of sit back and relax a little bit, and not a lot of crazy things going on.
Good. So you want your card for the night?
We're
starting with a card for you every week. I don't know if you knew that.
Then I think we should do that.
Okay. All right. And actually, I'm going to give you a couple of them here. Wow, this is pretty nice for you. We've got two major arcana. Now, I've explained this a couple of times. Major arcana are the big, important cards. They're the ones that mean a lot. And then there's the minor arcana, and they're the ones that kind of are the rest of the sentence. So the major arcana are kind of like the verbs and the nouns, and the minor arcana are the rest of the sentence. So the very first card you got here tonight, Garrett, was the three, the third of the major arcana. And that's the Empress. The Empress is a great card. It's the ruling authority of motherhood. It's nurturing through discipline. Now, what does that mean for you? It's also a pretty strong yin card. And I would say that the trouble with reading something that I know as well as I do to you is it's easy. But I would say that that's fairly true. It's not about being masculine or feminine. It's about having strong yin energy. And that's oftentimes expressed in a feminine fashion, but not in your case. Anybody seen your picture knows who you are. Now, this Empress comes up as the ruling authority, the nurturing through discipline. And I got to tell you, I think that that's a lot of what you do, but I think that that's something of what you receive as well. And I think you probably received that pretty heavily recently in your life, I'm going to say the past 6 months or so.
Sure.
Again, because I kind of know what's been going on, so this is a little bit easy. Now, the second card that we got for you is the Ace of Cups. Aces are great. Aces are existing potential. They're beginnings. Cups represent how you feel, your emotions. So, now, I haven't talked to you for a while, so I'm not really sure what you're beginning. You always seem to be starting something. I think that something close to your heart is really at a beginning is really starting to take off for you, and that's what I would read into that. So all of the nurturing that's been done, all this yin energy that's been nurturing you, is starting to pay off, and something is beginning to move forward for you. The third card that you got is the High Priestess. Now that happens to be the second of the major arcana, so you're sort of going backwards here. We had the third major arcana, now the second major arcana. But this High Priestess also, very balanced yin energy, very spiritual approach to life. So I got to tell you, I think that something's going on in your life in a spiritual sense that doesn't always mean religion or anything like that. It's just about who you are, about your self-exploration, your connection to the source of the universe, the creative energies. So kind of continue to tap into that. How's that sound for you tonight?
I think that is probably like a great place to start because, and nobody really knows, I definitely haven't told you, and I've only told one other person outside of this room today, and they're unfortunately making dinner or doing something else at this point. But I just cemented in, meaning I've talked about it for a little bit of time, but I'm actually going to be doing this. I will be actually starting my second album next Tuesday,
awesome.
Next Monday. So for the next, about the next 6 to 8 weeks, every Monday and Tuesday, pretty much I've blocked out my days to go into the recording studio and work with my producer to begin that process. And
awesome.
I had just come back from a vocal lesson today. You know, so all of this stuff, it's funny that you are tying it in on how you're tying it in, because these are things you don't have. You know, I didn't give you my, you know, note sheet before the show started. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but we just didn't, you know, we don't do that. But I got into the studio or the vocal lesson today, and I said, you know, here I am working on the song. So I'm going to tell you a little secret, and I won't go into the details because, you know, I need to at least have a surprise when the album comes out. But
I won't tell anybody.
Okay, that's fine. And, you know, we've only got about 800,000 people listening here tonight. So everybody, you know, close your ears for just a second. I've changed direction in the last month on what I'm going to be doing for my lead song. For the lead song, I had been planning on doing this kind of like Rolling Stones, Jay Giles band type of, you know, bum, 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 bum.
Right, right.
Type of a song, very rock and roll. And this came to me about 2 weeks ago, and I just shared this with my producer about a week ago, and then I've been sitting down at night and actually writing lyrics to this, but I'm doing this kind of, it's, you know, of course, everything I'm doing is going towards a dance music type of a vein,
right.
But this could easily
right.
take the beat out of it, and it's more like a tribal chant. And so it's a very,
very
you know,
beautiful.
And it's it's one of those where I think when you hear it and hear the message that's in it, it's meant to be spiritual. It's meant to make you think about the things that you're, you know, either got in your life or going through in your life and so forth. So, you know, that's very cool. Yeah.
Marvelous.
I'll give
Marvelous.
You an A+.
Well, you know, and here's what I'm thinking. I actually kind of thought about you the other day. I was in a session with someone, massage therapy, and we kind of had a random thing going on with the Pandora station. And out of the New Age stuff, they came up with this kind of a chill kind of a thing, and it had a little beat to it. And so it was different than what we would normally use in a massage therapy session. But what was going on, though, was the lyrics were interesting and they were spiritually based, and I actually kind of thought about you in that regard. I thought, because having heard some of your other music, if you do that well, that little beat stuff, and I know you've got this deep spiritual side to you, so that's good news.
I think we're going to. I think it's going to be something fun, and it's one of those things that in the past I might have said, well, I hope you like it or whatever. I am so confident that this is going to be something that people will just totally get, that I'm saying it even before a note is sung, before a note is written down. You know, so I've written the lyrics. I know how it's going to sound in my head, and that's what we're going to start on next week. And so for everybody who's out there, you can quote me tonight saying, the first song will be a 12-minute song. So not only can you go to the bathroom, but you can also make dinner, come back, eat your dinner, wash the dish, and the song will still be going on. So just, you know, hang on to your surfboards for that, folks. But so for everybody who's listening,
I'm going to give you one little bit of advice on this, because you said you're thinking about it, it's in your brain, it's all this stuff. Okay, you got to get it out of your brain right now, Garrett, and move it down into your heart, because that's where the spiritual stuff is, and that's going to benefit your song greatly by getting out of the head. Okay?
Well, and so with that, I've actually opened up my songbook, and I always write my songs in red ink, because I think red has passion and power and intent behind it, and so I've got the song, and I've got my note sheets out here, so I've actually got to get that done tonight, because I told Brian I'd send that over to him so he can get to work on what we're going to start on Monday.
Marvel.
So there you go.
All
so
right.
For everybody who is just turning in, tonight is Tarot Tuesday, and we've got Tarot Jeff on the line, and he is going to take your calls, or if you want to ask a question in the Blog Talk chat room or on Facebook, you can do that as well. We're taking your calls at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We are live for the next hour. And before we take any calls or questions from the audience, I want to give you the kind of like, I don't want to say the disclaimer, but the disclaimer here. So that way, you know, when you don't win the $1 million or you win $10 million, but you're only planning to win one, you don't get mad at Tarot Jeff for, you know, giving you information that you made different choices with. So here you go. So Tarot Tuesday is what's in the cards for you. Thousands of people have enjoyed Jeff's tarot readings. You have the opportunity tonight for a free 5-minute card reading. You can ask a specific question or just find out what's in the cards for me. So a tarot reading is like a map. It describes how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It does not set this in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. So, for entertainment purposes only tonight, you must be over 18 years of age to call in. A tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. Now, if that doesn't scare you, nothing will. So call in at 323-657-1493. Well, you know, just you got to say these things. Otherwise, people are going to
say,
I know. You know, so, and, you know, we like you, Jeff. We want you to come back. So I don't want to, you know, scare people off. But we do have somebody who's calling in. So are you ready to take your first call?
I'm ready.
Cool. Okay, this call comes out of the 562 area code. You're on the line with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi, is this me?
This is you.
Okay, hi, Jeff. Hi, Garrett. This is Ela. How are you?
Hi, Ela. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everybody
good.
Over there?
Good.
All right.
How's Whittier?
Very warm. I'm jealous that you're out by the beach. Trust me.
Good.
I'm so jealous. So I'm so glad I'm home to call in for Tarot Tuesdays with Jeff.
Well, we're glad to hear your voice.
Thanks. So I don't have any specific questions, so
right.
I think I'll just throw it out in general, what's in the cards for me.
All right. Well, let's throw a few cards down here and see what's going on. Ela, my goodness, Ela.
Is that good? Is that bad?
There's no good and there's no bad, okay?
Or is that just for entertainment purposes only?
So what we're looking at with you is it's just kind of an interesting reading, and I'm kind of compelled to look at the numbers of the cards tonight. So Garrett, there was a kind of a 1-2-3 going on here with you. There's a 10-5-1 going on.
Really?
So it's a little bit of a countdown for you. There's a lot of different ways you can read tarot. And the actual word tarot, nobody's really completely certain of the origin, but basically what most people agree on is that it means path or a way, the path or the way. And so when we say that the tarot is a map, that's really kind of the deal. Now, if you're on an airplane, you wait for the countdown for the thing to take off. Then you wait for the countdown for the thing to land, then you wait for the countdown. So you're always moving forward, and when you're counting things down, there's always this moment where there's a shift where you're off the ground or you're back on the ground or your luggage has arrived or whatever. So the kind of feeling I have for you tonight, Ela, is this kind of a countdown, but this is an interesting grouping of cards because it's the Ten of Pentacles. Pentacles, they're often called discs or coins. They're the physical things, the things that are around you, how you personally are represented in the physical world, certainly. But sometimes it is about money. Now, the tens represent endings and beginnings, the cycle that's complete, something that's been fulfilled, or a responsibility that's been fulfilled as well. Now, I think that... this has less to do with money, although I think money may be involved with you. It has less to do with money, and it's a little bit more about responsibilities, finishing something up. Now, the second card here is a five. That's travel, it's movement, it's changes. It's the five of cups. Cups are about your emotions, how you feel about things. So when we look at these two cards together, we're talking about something coming to a conclusion, and then you get into motion. But it's your heart that gets into motion. So once you've finished up this responsibility on the planet, on the Earth, then your heart can move and start to do something different. Now, the third card that you have here is a major arcana. And again, the major arcana, they're the nouns and the verbs in the sentence here. And so we're looking at the magician, and that's the very first one. This is creativity, showmanship, the ability to communicate in public. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here, but because I don't really have a clear sense of you being a public speaker, but I do kind of have a sense of you being involved in presenting to the public. Now, I remember that you are you're a teacher.
Yeah.
And so, in a sense, there is that part of this, but I think this is something very different. I think this is something different from what you've been doing on a regular basis. So, this little bit of a countdown, which may include some money, which would be nice, but it's more about responsibility, your change, your travel, the movement of the heart. So it could be physical travel, but I'm not really getting that either. I think it's much more a movement of your heart. Where do you want to direct things? Where's your creativity? And then you become the magician. You become the person who all eyes are on the magician. And the magician's got a bag of tricks, practiced, aware, knows what's going to happen next, delivers surprises and entertainment to the audience, but also delivers a kind of a wonder factor. People, you know, you see David Blaine who's the other fellow? Like I've lost the guy I was thinking of. But you see these magicians, and they do these marvelous things, and you go, wow, how did he do that? And you have this sense of wonder. And so I think that's you. I think coming up, you're going to kind of be delivering a sense of wonder for some people. You know, and again, not necessarily a great, huge crowd, but why not? You've got the skills. So does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does, actually.
Yeah.
It's fitting because I have had intuitive sense of doing some speaking outside of the classroom and to reach out to others. So you're hitting it right on. Very nicely done. And to all of Garrett's listeners, please tell your friends to call into the radio show and get a reading and listen in for future news on Garrett's music.
There we go. Woo!
We're really going to have to hire Eli as a promotional consultant.
She's a PR. Yeah. I need an assistant, so she's going to fit the bill right there. So.
Well, now let me tell you, if you do hire her, that fits right in with her reading just now.
There you go.
So
good.
It's awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for bringing so much to all of us, and God bless to both of you. I'll talk
to you
later,
Eli.
Okay,
wonderful to hear you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Okay, it looks like we've got two more calls right now. We've got one call on hold from Chicago, and then we've got another call in the 918 area code, which we're going to go to right now. So 918, you're on the area code. You're on the area code. You're on the phone with Tarot Jeff.
Well, that was funny. Hi. My name is Angela from Oklahoma.
Hi.
I saw
Angela
that you've been on
Oklahoma.
Sirius XM.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I saw that you've been on Sirius XM back in February.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, there's Garrett. Yeah.
How did you like that?
It was the most fun thing I have done this year next to hanging out with Tarot Jeff. The people that were there were so professional, so wonderful, and I'm going to tell you I do this little radio show here, and it's fun. I do it five nights a week, and I learn a lot, and I've got great guests. I got to see how the big darn deal is run, and it was so cool to see how they was a well-oiled machine. Everything ran like clockwork, and you're like, holy cow, I am taking notes. And I went out of there going, okay, I need to up my game, you know, because they do it really, really, really spectacularly well. And they do it with, you know, their producers and things like that thousands of miles away, and everything's on their headset. And, you know, and then it's like, we're back in 3, 2, 1, go, boom, and boom, they're
on. My
it was finger. A learning experience. I was like, wow, it was totally worth the price of admission. So thanks for asking.
Well,
but it was fun.
Sounds wonderful.
But Angela, you're here about you tonight.
Go ahead. Well, no, I mean, it's okay, but you have a really good voice, and it sounds like a good program. Okay, I'll go ahead. I did something today that I hope will fix a problem, an ongoing problem. I'm hoping. I'm like on cloud nine today.
You're on cloud nine today? Okay.
I feel like it, yeah.
Good, good. So what's the nature of the problem? You don't have to give me the details of it. What's the nature of it?
It's ongoing harassment. It's gotten really dark and dirty, and I think I really put a big stop to it today.
All right. It's a tough world out there, isn't it? People just they don't want to behave. And we can see that in the news. We can see that all kinds of places. But in the personal lives, we're sad about everything else that's going on in the world. But when it happens to us, it's happening to us. We got to do something about it. You want to maintain your balance. And I think, Angela, that's probably what you're concerned about more than a lot of it is you maintain your balance. You maintain your ethical code. So here's what we've done tonight. While you were talking, I pulled three cards. And interestingly enough, you got one of the same cards that Garrett got earlier on, the High Priestess card. Now, we talked about that. The High Priestess is balanced yin energies and the spiritual approach to life. And I think that this pretty strongly represents you. In the picture on the card, now I'm using what's called a Rider-Waite tarot deck, and I'm using a modernized version. It's called the Radiant Rider-Waite. So the pictures are a little bit updated. They're a little brighter, a little cleaner. But this is a really, really, in all of the cards, this is one of the most beautiful pictures that we've got. And there's a balance here. There's a woman sitting between two columns, one the dark column, one the light column. And she represents a balance, but a spiritual approach to things. Also, she's holding in her hands a scroll, and on the scroll it says T-O-R-A, Torah, if you read it that way. And so, again, it's a little bit about the law, but it's about approaching the law with a higher purpose. Now, Angela, if you've maintained your higher purpose in this, then I'm going to kind of feel very strongly that you've accomplished your purpose, although it's still going to take some time. Now, the reason I say that is the World card comes up next. Now, again, we're getting a lot of major arcana in the readings tonight. So the first one, the High Priestess, is major arcana. The second one, the World, is major arcana. And the World is the last one in the series before we start over again, start the path over again. It's successful completion of your journey. It's lessons learned. It's growth attained. Now, again, it's a very balanced card. There's four figures in each corner, but there's a woman holding two rods, and she's inside of a circle of some kind of greenery, some kind of growth, a lot of different theories on that. And so this is a very, very balanced card. The four figures in the corners, interestingly enough, they are representative of part of the scriptures, the Bible, in representing the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and again, giving the full story, the full picture is the accepted symbolism of that. So, just in looking at these two cards, I'm going to say, you've done good. You've done good. You've done your part on this matter. Now, the Three of Swords is the next one to come up. Threes are positive progress. A concept becomes realistic. Swords are about the mind, thinking, decision-making. That's the one that tells me you may have a little bit of time to go on this thing before it reaches its completion. You have done what you needed to do. That doesn't mean you can rest on your laurels necessarily, but you do need to kind of take a breath and let things happen. Don't try to micromanage or pay too much attention to things that aren't actually there right now. Does that make sense to you? Did I say it that way? Because my sense of you is you do kind of want to take control of it. You do want to kind of ride it and make sure everything is done to the letter. But I think what you've done now is enough. And so take a deep breath and kind of let it play out a little bit. Don't let it go completely. But
I have a phrase. It's called, do not live in the pain of yesterday.
Yes.
Stay in the present.
I love the phrase.
You know, the pain of yesterday can cause so many problems. And I've been guilty of that. Oh, I've been guilty of that.
Yeah. We all are.
I do have a further comment on that. When you were talking about the high priestess,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Torah, you know, going into the temple, Solomon's temple, you went through columns, the doorway.
Yeah.
And it was, I forget the materials that they used in the actual doorway of the temple, but it's the same, a conduit for electricity, like Tesla's coils.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, that card has special meaning.
Yeah.
If I look at it from that perspective.
Yeah. You know, and what we're doing here on the radio is we're covering these things really in brief. And there's so much. No. I didn't mean we're trying to cut you off. I'm just saying there's so much detail in these cards and there's so much available to it. I've been doing this for, really going on 20 years now. And I've read just dozens and dozens of books. And I used a lot of different types of decks in my work over the last years. The amazing amount of detail, the amazing amount of teaching and training that can come, philosophical training that can come just from studying the cards, not even using them, is stunning to me, just stunning. So,
I mean, when you're describing it, that just came to me. I'm like, wow. Never looked at it that way before.
Yeah, yeah. So, sitting in the temple, that's Angela. And your name, too. You're the angel in the temple there, okay?
That's true.
So is that,
now, if you want to get on iHeartRadio, Spreaker is a really good avenue to do that. And it has a better sound, it's beta sound.
Okay.
Cool.
So I don't know if you want to take my number down, but I can tell you how to do that. It's really easy.
Well,
and
don't give
iHeart
it to
Radio
us over the air, so hold on.
Sorry.
I will write it down.
I'm
no, you know, we don't want people like, you know, we got that number of Angela's off of that show, so I will take that
number. We don't want people finding
my
your
name is Messenger, so.
Well,
that's right. That's right.
So, Angela, I've jotted.
But
you know,
you're
so we don't need
call
to
call other people, they don't call you, right?
Right. At 3 in the morning, we don't have people going like, Angela, I heard you on the radio, I'm calling you now. And you're like, who is this? Crazy people. So, okay, I've taken down your number, and I'll give it to Jeff, and that was awesome.
Okay.
Thanks for your call so much.
Well, I enjoyed the reading. Thank you very much.
Call back anytime. Have
good
a great night.
Us.
Thank you. Okay, Jeff, let's get to our next caller. This comes from Allie. So, Allie, you are on the line with Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I've just felt an energy of change around lately, and I was wondering if I could just see what's in the cards for me.
All right. Let's see here. So changing what? Changing your mind, changing your heart, changing your geography?
More change around me than, you know, and then going with that is kind of what I'm feeling.
Change around you. All right, so sometimes when we read these cards, the key word here is around you. And so the card in the middle, when I put three cards down, the card in the middle then represents you as an individual. And this is when we do longer readings, when we do a 10 or 12 card reading, there's always a card that represents the individual. In this case, doing shorter readings, we don't always have that. We kind of do past, present, future, whatever. So now you're asking about the changes around you. And guess which card comes up in the middle? Now, I've been shuffling these cards since before Angela was off the phone, and I laid this card down, and this is the High Priestess card. Now, this is the third time this priestess has come up.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful, beautiful card. She's a beautiful, beautiful person. And this is what this is you. This represents you. And the columns, the black and the white columns, again, they represent the balance, the yin and the yang. She's also standing on a crescent moon. This is a really ancient feminine symbol, but it's a feminine symbol that's spiritual nature, spiritual things. So, again, the letter of the law is there. The Torah is there. And so you're probably a very detail-oriented individual, probably working at some position where it requires you to be pretty exact most of the time. But that can kind of run afoul of your spiritual nature because the details, you pay attention to the ones you want to, but not necessarily all the time. You'll accept certain things on face value, on faith, basically. which again, the Torah, despite being a lot of law, was a book of faith. Was, you know, you had to accept the fact that God was the one giving it to you. And so there's an interesting dichotomy there. So, but the high priestess has sort of conquered this, and she's sort of she's got the balance. She's attained that. Now you're asking about the energy around you. And now, interestingly enough, the two cards that come up are the wands, and that wands represents an individual's energy, their personal fire, their personal energy, the activity that they do in regarding this question or the issue. It happens to be the two and the three. So we have a sequence here. The High Priestess is the second of the major arcana, and then we have the wands, which is minor arcana, two and the three.
Mm-hmm.
Twos represents duality, polarization, balancing of opposing forces. So again, this is the energy around you is beginning to balance. You yourself have a level of balance within you, but the energy around you does not. Go ahead.
You say a duality too, like maybe wanting to be one place and you're in another place or something like that.
It could be that. It could be, you know, a geographical or an employment situation, something along those lines. The reason that I would kind of go along with that in terms of geography is because in the card itself, the picture on the card, the man standing there between two of the wands, two staves, he's holding a globe. He's on a wall, so he's not going anywhere. The wall is it's the wall of a castle. It's crenellated, but he's looking out over the sea, but he's holding a globe as if he's wondering, where should I go to next?
Uh-huh.
So I mean, does that fit in with what you're thinking about there in terms of location?
I like the image of that card. I'll have to get a copy of that and take a look at it.
Yeah, two of wands.
Okay.
Again, so much beauty in these cards. Not all of them are beautiful, but this high priestess. I'm just, you know, I look at her. I'm just kind of stunned at this. Pardon me?
Three times tonight, huh?
Three times tonight, and I mean, her face is. These are very, very simple paintings. These are not complex paintings, but this is a very, very beautiful person. Her calmness, her intensity. If you know the image of Kuan Yin, oftentimes that image has got this lovely peacefulness around the face. And the carving or the painting might not be actually beautiful the way we describe beauty, but there's something beautiful about her expression. There's that same expression on the High Priestess's face here, except that she is what I would argue a beautiful person as well. So, but now back to the wands. So the one of the cards is the two of wands. The other one is the three of wands. Now, so we go from duality, polarization, balancing of opposing forces to positive progress, a concept becoming realistic. Threes are also about beauty and intuition. So what I would say in this regard, in terms of your question, is looking for more beauty, which means you don't feel you have enough in your life, perhaps. The card itself shows a man standing on a hilltop. Now, he's no longer in the castle. It's not really the same man. He's no longer in the castle. He's standing on a hilltop, and he's looking out to sea yet again, and there's boats on the sea this time. And so this is a really nice image, and it's a really nice sequence because it does kind of indicate motion in your life. Motion of there's no pentacles here, so it's hard for me to say exactly that it's a physical movement. But it's hard not to when those images are really about travel, and so you know expect to take a journey sometime in the near future. I wouldn't put this too far off. These numbers are very low, 2-3, so you know 2 or 3 months. I wouldn't go with weeks. Primarily because we start with the High Priestess, she's a major arcana, it's a bigger thing than that. So you know, I wouldn't necessarily say days, I wouldn't rule it out, but I wouldn't go that way. My intuition's not there that regard. So the High Priestess lengthens the time in this case, in my opinion.
Any indication on what the travel or motion will indicate?
What it will indicate?
Yeah, or what,
In what sense?
If there is travel or movement in the next couple months, is there any indication of what that means or leads to, or?
Well, if we're looking at the cards, if we read the cards in a very strict way, no, there's not. Unless we were to say it's travel by sea. So there's not really an indication of that, what it will lead to. But it's not necessarily a permanent journey either. I know we're lengthening our time here a little bit, Garrett, but give me a moment.
That's
on
fine.
This,
take, no, you're good.
Okay. All right. The Two of Wands, just for the benefit of people listening, one of the wands is actually encased in the stone. So that wand is not going anywhere without being broken off, sawed off. It's part of the stone. It's in concrete. The other wand is banded at the base to the wall, but could likely be removed relatively easily. Now, that's part of the balance. You can stay or go. And so that's the polarization of that card.
Mm-hmm.
The Three of Wands, the wands themselves are stuck in the ground. Now, that doesn't mean that they're permanently beset. In each case, the wands have three leaves on them in every single case here. Again, threes indicate motion. Threes indicate energetic motion. And the leaves are green, so there's growing going on.
Okay.
So the question that you ask right here, I'm going to draw one more card here. Because what I would say about this is that based on the question that you're asking, you're a little digitized here, so I'm not hearing your voice entirely clearly. Based on the tone of your voice that I'm getting, I think that I would read this as a place where you would grow. You would go someplace, and it would be a place where you would grow.
Okay.
Now, I said about that I draw a fourth card, and so I did here. This fourth card is the Page of Wands. When we get into pages, and when we get into the court cards is what they call them, king, queen, knight, page. These are not they're in the minor arcana suits, but they're not really minor. They're also not the major arcana. So they're the kind of in-betweenness that goes on here. And pages being the lowest of the four of them, page, knight, queen, king. It represents a novice, a disciple, a messenger, perhaps. But I always kind of read pages as a literal page of a book. So some study on your part would help you to kind of understand where you're going, why you're going, if you are going, or what have you been reading about lately? Because that will indicate also the direction that you might be going. Now, sometimes these are just really, really easy logic things. And so if we're reading about something, well, chances are if you're reading about Australia and you're really enjoying it, if you don't like the book, you're not going to read it. So if you're reading about it and you really like it, you're going to start thinking, wow, I'd like to go to Australia. And so that could be...
And it's across the sea.
Yeah, and it's across the sea. So... and I'm not saying you're going to Australia. I don't necessarily have that sense of things. It's interesting because the Page of Wands he's not at sea at all. He's actually kind of in a deserty, mountainy area. So when that comes up, again, I don't like to get too literal about the backgrounds of the cards, but I don't know that you're really taking a sea journey. just because the two and the three represent that. I think it's just the idea of movement, but mm-hmm. larger movement than just taking a walk down to the corner store.
Uh-huh.
So the page, you know, what are you even reading about? You know,
Ireland.
Yeah. One of the things that there is on the page is the page is wearing a cloak, a hat. He's got some boots on. He's got leggings and a tunic. And on the tunic, and I don't know that I've ever noticed this before, but there's all these little lizards, little silhouettes of lizards, like little geckos or something like that. So interesting decorations on him. So I don't know if Ireland has geckos.
And no, I don't think they have any reptiles anymore.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Or as I like to call it, happy there were no snakes here to begin with day. So
there we go.
Hello?
Allie?
Oh, hi.
Well,
there we go. You still there? So does that
help? Are we done? Yes, thank you so much. That helps a lot.
Okay.
Thanks, Allie.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Well, we've got one more caller here, and just to let you know, we're still here for 20 more minutes, so if you'd like to call and ask Tarot Jeff a question, you are welcome to. Also, if you are like, you know, I just really don't know if I want to do this over the phone or on the radio, that's really okay. You can actually email Jeff at tarotjeff@gmail.com, and his normal rate is $120 an hour for a full hour session, but if you mention that you heard him here on Rated G Radio, he's giving you a radio discount special of $90 for the hour. So email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. You can have a full hour to yourself for a full consultation. And with that, we get to our next caller. Go ahead. You want to say something first before I...
Yes.
Are you good?
We've had a couple of questions over the last couple of weeks, and one of the questions was, you know, do I have to do a tarot? No, you don't. We can just talk. We can just do kind of an insightful reading, a spiritual counseling session. You know, so anything that concerns you, please. I've been in the consulting business for a very, very long time, in the kind of spiritual counseling business, ministerial type of activity. So anything that you have a question about, if you need to call in, you know, deep things, please feel free. It doesn't have to be a tarot reading. It's what we do here on the radio because it's easy. The cards are very clear and very plain, and we can make a sense out of things real fast. So,
well, and it's also fun to say Tarot Tuesday.
It is fun to say Tarot Tuesday. We can't do Counseling Tuesday. It doesn't sound right. You know?
It doesn't sound right. Exactly. So that's why it's Tarot Tuesday. Our next call is from Curtis, and Curtis, you're on the line with Tarot Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Curtis. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
My question is kind of twofold.
All right.
My love life and my job situation that are a standstill. And I was wondering if you saw positive movement in either one of those.
At a standstill, huh? Let me talk about the energy of the world right now. It's all at a standstill, Marcus. Marcus or Curtis?
Either way.
All right. So everything's at a standstill right now, and it's just a tough, tough world out there. So to have things to get, I mean, you know, look at the world, look at U.S. Congress, look at the stalemate in the Middle East, look at the stalemate in the Ukraine. All of these major things, and it's like, first of all, we're asking, why are these things even an issue? Why are these things even a problem? And we don't know. We can't quite figure it out. And yet they are, and nobody will budge on this stuff. It seems simple to everybody, and nobody will budge. So I'm going to go with your love life, first of all, because it's a thing that you don't understand. You don't understand why it hasn't budged. The cards that come up right now are going to tell you exactly why it hasn't budged. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you, sir. I'm laughing at the cards.
Laughing with me?
Yeah, they're very clear. I always appreciate the cards, and I always appreciate the humor of the universe. Love life is no laughing matter, but sometimes you've got to. You have three cards here. Two of them are kings. And so both of those cards, you have the swords and you have the wand. Now, the other two suits that you could have gotten are cups or pentacles. Those are the feminine suits, the yin suits. The swords and the wands, they're phallic symbols, and so they represent the yin, the yang rather than the yin. And so you're such a strong yang guy. You have this strength about you. And that doesn't mean you're overly aggressive or anything like that. It just means that your yang is very, very good, very strong, and likely very balanced as well. Balanced to the point that you kind of don't need anybody in your life. And so you're complete in and of yourself at this moment in time. It also represents to me, when I see this kind of strength, it represents to me that you haven't really met a person that's worthy, that is as strong as you are. And so if you meet somebody that's not as strong as you, if you're strong in the yang energies and their yin is not as strong to balance you, what happens then is the yang starts to take over. Yang is best used in supporting yin. Yin is creative. Yin comes up with the ideas. Yin is the heart's desire. And so yang is great. You want to do that? Great. Let's support that, and we'll move forward on this. Now, if you don't have that, then yang says, well, look, yin, let me give you some ideas. We can make these little boxes, and we can put your heart's desire in these little boxes. And the yin, if it's not strong enough to say, no, my heart's desire is bigger than that, they'll kind of acquiesce to that, and they'll kind of go along with it. And so then we start to get these little passive-aggressive situations in our lives. And I think that you're done with passive-aggressive situations. I think you've probably had a good amount of experience with that in the past. I think you're done with it. I think you want to be past it. I think you want to move forward, and you're looking for that stronger person, that person that can match you in your yang strength and your yang balance as well. Now, that's the king of the swords and the king of the wands. And the third card that you have here is the six of wands. Now, we've talked about wands a lot tonight. The caller before us had a number of wands cards. This is your individual energy, your personal fire. Sixes they're all about peace, reconciliation, sharing, restabilization, regaining your own interior balance. And, Chris, I think that's where you're at. I think what you're doing is you're in this mode of rebalancing yourself, your own personal energies. The swords are about thinking abilities. Again, the wands are about your individual, your interior energies. And yet you're asking about the heart. Do you see how there's not much room in the heart for the heart right now in your personal energy?
I'll make room.
If the right one comes along, you won't need to make room. You'll find that the space is already there. Now,
true.
All right, but there's always this process to life, and because that person's not here now doesn't mean they're not going to get there. Now, let me switch these cards around a little bit because you asked about employment as well. One of the things that I see in these cards is really, really good opportunity for employment as someone who's involved in much more of a brain kind of an organization where you have to think fast, you have to kind of be on your toes. So looking at that, I think you're strong in those points. I think as a carpenter, as a contractor, as a builder, as a mathematician, as a scientist, I think all of those things that have law, lines and rules, I think you're probably very, very good at those things. Now, again, when we go back to the heart, if you're looking for a job that involves the heart, you're going to have to get out of your head, and you're going to have to invite your heart to start to speak up. Let me go one step further with you.
Well, I used to be a builder.
You used to be a builder. Okay.
Yep.
I think your heart's been hurt. I think your heart has taken some damage. And, you know, and that's one of those things. I sometimes refer to these things as stupid reader tricks, because whose heart hasn't been damaged in life, right? But in our specific conversation here, Curtis, we're looking at your heart. We're looking at the damage that you've taken, and the defenses that go up because of that. And you're not naturally a touchy feely kind of guy. I don't think. I think you can get there, but naturally you're much more of a let's play ball kind of a guy. And nothing wrong with that. What we're looking though is, I think you want to get in touch with your heart. I think you want to open your heart, but because of the damage it's taken in the past, your heart has got these amazing defenses. And to melt those defenses down, it's going to take a lot of heat, and it's going to take a lot of, in terms of passion, yes, but intensity of relationship as well. And if you pull back from an intensive relationship, that intensive person is going to they're not going to chase you. they're going to keep moving. So if you find yourself in this situation, now let me pull a fourth card for you here. Okay, well, that's a nice card to come up right now. And I've said this before, I think out of all the cards, this might be my favorite card. It's the Three of Cups. All right? So cups being about your emotions, threes being about positive progress, a concept becomes realistic, beauty approaches. And this is three women dancing, holding cups above their head. They're very happy. There's a harvest below them, gourds, a ripening of things. So I think that you're moving toward, I think you're moving in the right direction on a personal level. I think it's coming to you. I think you got a lot on your plate right now, and I don't know if there's a lot of room in your life for the intense, passionate relationship that you really desire secretly. Maybe not so secretly because we're talking about it on the radio, but there's this moment where if you sense a spark happening, don't run away from it, okay? And uh-huh. Don't fear it. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. That's just part of the heat that's burning away some of these defenses so that your heart can open up. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Again, so much of what we do here is the cards, but a lot of it is intuitive. I think you're a lovable guy. I think you've got something to share, but I don't think you want somebody weak. I don't think you want a relationship that's dysfunctional. It's a passive aggressive relationship. I think you want something that's much more balanced, much more on an equal level, where you don't need to be with each other, but you want to.
Right, and I don't deal with drama very well.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, I don't need it, I don't want it, so it's easier to be by myself.
Yeah. And it is. Sometimes it's just easier to be by ourselves. But take the risk. You feel the spark. Let it ignite. Let it burn away some of those defenses. You're going to have to sooner or later if you want the relationship that you deserve. You know, we all deserve a good relationship. We don't always get it. The world's a good place, but it's not fair. So just because we deserve something, you know, we deserve $1 million because we have this brilliant idea or whatever, but you got to go through the steps. You got to walk through it.
Right.
And sometimes we're just too smart for ourselves. And I think that's the case. I think you're trying to think this thing through. Stop it. Get out of your head. Get to your heart. Make sense?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Good luck to
you. Thank you very much.
And we are going to have one last caller
One last call.
Tarot Jeff.
I'm ready.
One last call. Okay, this is Tasha. Tasha, you are on the air with Tarot Jeff.
Hi.
Hello, Tasha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in Concord, California, which is by San Francisco, about 45
wow.
minutes.
Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful area up there. I like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So for Jeff tonight, Tasha, Tasha, is this your first time calling in for Tarot Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so here's kind of how it works. Jeff will do a three-card draw for you, and you can say just, like, what's in the cards? And it's, like, whatever, you know, whatever comes up. Or if you have anything specific that you might be interested in, he can try to answer that for you, too. So what would you like to know about from Jeff tonight?
I basically, right now we're trying to buy a house, and I just kind of want to see if that's, you know, in the cards for us right now, if that's going to go through.
Mm-hmm. So you're staying in the same area, though, right?
Yeah, well, it's probably about 15, 20 minutes away.
Yeah. I mean, you're not moving to Alaska or something silly like that.
No. No.
All right, well, let's see what we got going on here. So, give me just a second to close my window. We got people shouting outside here. There we go. We live in a beautiful town. It's right near the ocean, and unfortunately, a lot of other people think that they belong here as well. So,
okay.
All right. So, well, it looks like you've got a little bit of struggle ahead of you. Not horrible. We've got a number of the major arcana coming up now. The major arcana, again, I don't know if you've been listening real close tonight, Tasha, but the major arcana are the nouns and the verbs we've been saying tonight. They're the important cards. In your case, the first card to come up is the Empress. I pulled four cards. There was one card that really wanted to come out right at the end there, and you'll like the last card. The first card, though, is the Empress. It's very strong. It's the ruling authority. It's motherhood. If we had a longer time to spend here, I'd ask you if you are a mother, if you're becoming a mother, if your mother's going to be involved in this move of yours.
I am a mother.
You have a mother. So do I. Is she going to be involved in the move at all? Is she going to be living with you? Is she helping you in any way?
She wants to eventually. Yeah, she wants to eventually.
All right. I'm going to kind of point you in that direction for a very specific, primarily because the card came up. I think making sure that you're preparing for the future when you're looking at houses. And then the next card that comes up is the Hanged Man. Some people fear the Hanged Man because he's hanging, but he's really not. He put himself on this tree on purpose. He's hanging himself by his own foot, and he's upside down. And basically, the Hanged Man involves getting a different point of view.
Okay.
Part of it is stepping away from other people's perspectives. So what's expected of you isn't necessarily what you want to look for in the house. Now, have you got something picked out already?
I kind of have an idea of what I want, but it's kind of different from what other people want. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't really have the sense that there's anything on the market for you at this point in time that's going to fit everybody's point of view. And in fact, that house may not actually exist. The Eight of Swords is the third card. Swords, again, are thinking. There's a lot of thinking that goes on in this reading up to this point in time. The mother is about, the Empress is about discipline, so it's got to be thinking. The Hanged Man is about getting a different point of view. Not necessarily an emotional point of view, although that's part of it, but this is really a brain thing. The Swords are really about decision-making in the brain. And the Eights, Eights represent growth, expansion, opportunity. Sometimes with an Eight, I'll say it's a time to make priorities. Eights, to me, say make a list. And so what I would start to do with everybody that's involved in the discussion is have them each make a list, the things that they absolutely want, the things that they absolutely don't want. And then you kind of come together and you look at the list. And this is where diplomacy starts.
Yeah.
So compromise is the art of no one getting their way. Diplomacy is the art of letting other people get your way.
Exactly.
Right. So I think you're smart enough to let other people get your own way in this regard. But again, what you want, the list that you make, I'm going to really encourage you to kind of think outside the box that you've built for yourself. Because this is your home. This is going to be the place that you live for a really, really long time.
Yeah.
Now, I said that, right?
Yeah.
And if you have a parent that comes to live with you, as they get older or however that works in your life, we're all returning to that style. And we got away from it for a very long time, but we're returning to that style where the aged parents are joining in with the children again as they get older. And it really works. It's a good thing. It's different. It's a little inconvenient sometimes, but maybe think that way a little bit as well. But you don't necessarily have to have them living in your home. You may just need to have some place attached to the home that you're looking at. Now,
right.
I told you about a fourth card.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this card when it comes up because I usually like to see the look on people's faces. Now, when we're doing a phone reading, it doesn't have the same effect. It's a major arcana. It's number 6. It's the Lovers. And, oh, people like that one because it's a man or actually a naked man and a woman. And they're standing underneath the sun, and it's representative of Adam and Eve. It's a fresh start. The caller before was probably hoping that I would come up with this card for him, but he's a little bit too much in his head. There's an angel looking down upon them. They're blessed. There's all of this wonderful symbolism in this card. And what it really means is equal partnerships, balanced relationship, potential. And so this is a little bit of a complication for you. And I'm not going to go real deep on this, but you have to examine your relationship right now. And if your relationship matches the description that I've just given, then you've got some good progress ahead of you. And if it doesn't, you get the choice. You get to work on that relationship to make it match that, or understand things that, you know, things might shift and change. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Just to wrap up real fast, look at your list. Make your list up first, then look at it. Before you ask anybody else to make a list, look at it and make sure that's really what you want for yourself for the future. I always say heart's desire first. Because if you lead with your heart's desire, then Tasha, you're gonna get what you want. If you lead with your brain first, then the brain's gonna build a tiny little box that's very efficient and your heart's desire may not fit into it. You're gonna have to lose some things. So do you ever watch the shows on TV where they're Love It or List It or any of those home buying shows?
Yeah.
Where,
I do, actually. I watch them all the time.
I'm so not about reality TV, but there's something really interesting about that because you can see those people and you can tell by how they conduct themselves within the relationship with home buying or whatever. Is that relationship a good relationship? Is it going to last? You know, and it's interesting to me as a sociologist that we're looking into somebody's lives and they're exposing themselves so clearly by the choices they make or the refusal to make a choice or agreement. Now, in your case, I think you're kind of in that situation. You need to really kind of examine the relationship that you're in and make sure that you're not going to be one of those people on TV that's that's not going to get what they want because there's a certain amount of pressure on you to compromise. So, and I'm not just saying that for you either. I'm saying that for your partner. I'm saying that for the other people that are involved. I don't want to see anybody in any relationship compromise themselves. But sometimes that means moving on. Sometimes that means saying, you know what, this is good for now, but we got to move on in different directions. Grow together or grow apart. Don't ever break up with anybody.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right.
And with that, Tarot Jeff, we need to bid Tasha adieu and wish her well for the evening because the show's over. We're out of time.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I know. It's awesome. Tasha, thank you for calling in. I hope that helped you tonight.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great
night. Thank you, Tasha.
All right, bye-bye.
So, Jeff, in our last moment or two, words of wisdom, thoughts for the listeners for their rest of their week?
Oh, my goodness. A card for everybody for the rest of the week? All right. Knight of Cups. Knights are all about motion. Traditionally, a knight is a chivalrous creature, but if the knight doesn't have an errand, if the knight's not on a quest, he's just another guy sneaking up the castle. So this is the Knight of Cups, and he is about your heart. What I would say to everybody is engage your heart this week. Find out what your desire is, which is what I was talking about with Tasha just moments ago. What is your desire? What do you want to do? Where is your strong passion? And move towards that. You don't have to drop everything and run. You just have to start to feel as if you are worthy of your heart's desire. And just say, I am worthy, and fill in the blank. I'm worthy of love.
Just to kind of piggyback on top of that, I was having lunch today with a very talented musician who's going to be on the show soon, Joseph Ide, and he and I got to talking about, the different paths we've been on and that type of stuff, and he brought that up. He says, you have to be willing to say, I am worthy, and then fill in the blank, just like you had said there. So it's funny, you had that one card that kept pulling up all day today, and people are talking, across the board about saying, making sure, tell yourself, you are worthy, I am worthy.
Yeah.
Great
message.
I am.
All right.
There we go. Have a great night, Jeff. We will see you back soon.
Brother Garrett, you let me know what's going on. Talk to you again, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.